This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey there, this is Straight Talk, No Sugar Added. I am your host, Nina Perez, and we are here to discuss life topics to challenge and transform your thinking. Let's do this. So today I wanted to introduce you to someone who is doing amazing things out there, and I wanted you to know a little bit more about her. So her name is Diana Negron, and she is a Taino healer, entrepreneur, and a mentor, and she uses her gifts to impact the lives of people residing in Puerto Rico, in Connecticut, and New York. She has founded an organization called Journal of Hope. This is a community where young people can unlock their imaginations and explore their feelings through the power of writing, which I think is very powerful. So, Diana, thank you so much for being here. And I wanted you to kind of introduce yourself to our viewers and just kind of let them know a little bit about who you are.
Well, hi, Nina. Thank you for having me on your show. It's wonderful to share space with you.
Thank you.
I'm Diana Negron, the founder of Body Therapy by Day and Journal of Hope. I'm an intuitive healer that uses massage therapy, energy healing, and indigenous practice to assist the human's body organic healing process. Healing my body with self-care practices is a vital aspect of my life. And through my practice, I'm able to share the knowledge with the community. So as a community leader, you can find me advising, mentoring, and volunteering for different organizations. One of them being Journal of Hope, like you mentioned, which was established in 2018. In 2018, I made a commitment to enrich our youth through journaling, a simple tool that once carried me through some really difficult times. I deeply believe in the importance of empowering people to enhance personal development and creating a positive chain reaction that we most definitely need in this world right now.
For sure. That's really powerful. So what made you want to go into doing the youth? What connected you to that?
Well, first of all, I am a mother of three, and being a role model and a mentor to them kind of enhanced this desire to do it more in an outreach setting. So I do volunteer for organizations within the Stanford community where I'm either teaching wellness practices or I'm teaching them about trade work, right? Especially with middle school and high schoolers, and also just sharing my knowledge. I think it's key that when you learn something, you also share it forward.
That's so true. And it's great that you're reaching out to like the communities that you're in too, right? It's nice when you can reach back into where you are present. Were you somebody who journaled like most of your life and you just saw it like free you in your mind or...
Yeah, it's a tool. It's a tool. Definitely, I've been journaling since preteens. I have about 10 journals now. And this also includes planners and calendars. So I'm constantly jotting things down, checking off a list. And also, I use journaling as a space to dream, to put down my visions, because I've honed in on the power of manifesting. Mm-hmm. And so journaling is a great way to kind of set that intent and put that energy out there.
And that's really important, I think. Do you recommend like handwriting or do you like them to type when they do journaling? What do you like?
There's no rules.
This is
the way you want it. You know, okay. I love bullet journaling. Mm-hmm. I love drawing, right? Being artistic with my journaling. I like the structure of a planner. So there is no right or wrong way of doing it.
Oh, okay.
something that I really want to introduce is how to create a vision board within a journal, right? And okay. And so that's how you include the how-to.
So that's a great way to do it. So it's not just words on a paper or on a screen, but also you can integrate other ideas and thoughts.
Yes. There's no really right great. Or wrong way to journaling.
That's really great. I like journaling as well. It actually helped me. I wrote an autobiography and I was able to pull all my old journals from years. And I forgot moments. You forget special moments or special thoughts you've had in your life or things you've wanted to do and you let it go to the wayside. So you're right. I think journaling can be a very powerful tool in someone's life for sure.
Yeah. And like you said, it provides a timeline. Mm-hmm. And it also shows you how far you've come. Mm-hmm. We need more of that reinforcement within ourselves.
That is so true. And it's now that I'm older that I look back and I say, wow, I've been through so much. But going through it to me is the powerful part because you're actually going through, right? Yeah. When you say that you want to reach the youth, and I know that you had used the words that you want to provide teaching tools and lessons on self-regulating. Mm-hmm. So I wanted to touch on that a little bit. Like when you say youth, what are you working, like what age range do you feel like is a good time to start journaling? Like what's, you know, a good place? And also maybe give us a little bit of an idea of what self-regulating is.
A great time to start journaling is early on, like elementary school. And it is a practice that they do to increase the kids' vocabulary, self-expression, and just get comfortable with, you know, writing, right? Mm-hmm. The pencil in the hand and putting it to the paper. So we offer our services to school-age children, and that ranges from elementary school to high schoolers. Okay. And in regards to your question with self-regulation, it's a core method to monitor and manage emotion, thoughts, and energy levels. And so we're inviting our youth to explore their feelings and thoughts through the power of journaling, because keeping a journal, is a great way to develop self-awareness mm-hmm. and sharpen communication skills.
Yeah. And I think that, you know, now it feels to me like, the youth are losing a little bit of that art when it comes to, you know, writing, thinking things through logically. You know, I think that at least from what I'm experiencing with the youth that I have around me, whether it's nieces or nephews or, you know, cousins or things like that, I just realized that they're very impulsive. Mm-hmm. Right. And most of us are. I mean, when we're young, we're very impulsive, you know. But I think now with the bombardment, right, of social media and mainstream and all that stuff is coming at you in such high rates mm-hmm. that I think it's so important. And that's why I really wanted to talk to you, because I think it's important for them to sit down and actually regulate what they're processing, right? Because sometimes you're processing all this information and then you have to do something with that, yeah. you know? Yeah. That's where I think it comes into play with, maybe they get angry or frustrated, you know, because they're not able to put that down on paper. So I think that's important. And I also think that what you said earlier was a very big key, which was, you know, expanding their vocabulary, mm-hmm. you know, knowing who they are. So have you had already like these workshops with the youth, and what has been like the most impactful thing for you?
I will say this, the most impactful piece came prior to offering the programming. And it's back in 2018, I believe it was, when we were asking people to donate journals. Oh. And the people that were donating the journals were self-reflecting. And they were like, wow, like you're making me think about me at that time and what advice I would give myself in that time and what advice I could give the kids in that time. And for me, that was this wow, aha moment. Mm. This is bigger than journaling, was because the donors were being impacted. And when it comes to the programming, we've started, and it's been exciting, right, to kind of take the vision, right, and implement it and make it something tangible for the kids. Mm-hmm. And I feel that they're interested, that they want to know, how do I respond versus react, which is touching to the point that you had made earlier with everything that's coming in, everything that's happening, all these outlets to get information. And it's like, how do we process it? And journaling is a great way to do that. And sometimes say what you can't say out loud, you know?
Right, right. So when you are teaching the workshop, do you give them like a guideline on how it is you think that the most effective way of journaling? Or do you have a step process that you teach?
Well, we're more guided in providing them a curriculum with information that can transform them. Mm-hmm. And then we're giving them prompts. But how that journal looks like, that's there. You know, like I said, again, there's no right or wrong way with journaling. And so we've created mindfulness educational program with a focus on self-awareness, literacy, and social skills.
Oh, okay. And so are you finding that, are the youth taking it like a joke? You know, sometimes they're like, oh, okay, I'm going to write my, or are they actually, are you feeling like they're receiving it? Or do you just have like a mixture?
No, I think that they're receiving it. We need to understand that kids are very intelligent.
Yes, they are.
And they're very resilient, and they're ready to be treated as an equal. Mm-hmm. And here we're giving them the opportunity to go, hey, mm-hmm. these are some of the core things that you need to learn to A, survive, and also be a better person, right? And so, no, they're intrigued. They want to know. And obviously, this is a process where you sign up for it, right? This is not something that we're like, hey, you have to learn, right?
Okay.
And so I believe that they're interested and they're ready to learn. And when it comes to, you know, I'm thinking about the older kids, mm-hmm. This just gives them structure. We also give a sense of community. And on top of that, we're connecting this with their current situation, which is social media, right? We have celebrities, we have politicians, we have artists, we have rappers that journal. So this is in, you know, and we just have to find that fine line to connect with them and make it as intriguing as half the stuff they see on TikTok.
Yeah. And I think that you hit a point earlier too, where you said there's things in there that you cannot say out loud, mm-hmm. but you can say in your journal. Mm-hmm. And that is, I mean, I guess I wish I had this tool when I was younger, you know, because I would have been able to express myself a heck of a lot better, mm-hmm. you know. But I'm glad that you're doing this. So when you're introducing this program to, do you do this with schools? Is that how you're doing it right now? Or
so currently we are working with the Stanford public school system.
Okay.
But we have also been blessed with the opportunity to work with women in recovery.
Oh, wow.
So this is a combination and something that I personally have great awareness that this is going to extend the idea. I'm just aligning with the purpose of Journal of Hope.
Well, that's wonderful. So when you're introducing this to the school curriculum, right, mm-hmm. or to the school, is it like just something like that they can sign up like a club almost, or is it something that's interweaved in something that they're doing at the school?
And no, it is lessons that we're providing, right? It's an add-on to the education that a child needs, right, to be successful in the world.
Okay.
And the core pillar programming is offered seasonally. So we have a fall, winter, spring, and summer session. Okay. And so you can participate in all four sessions or just join one.
Is it like a weekly thing or?
It could be weekly or biweekly, and we do 45 minutes to 60 minutes instructions.
Oh, that's great. And I guess you're making them practice, right? So I'm assuming the instruction is also them sitting there and getting over like either the fear of writing or writer's block or anything like that, right?
Absolutely. And we're also engaging them. It's open communication, working with kids or, you know, whether it's family or in a school setting, you need to engage and connect. And they don't always respond to somebody standing in front of the camera or a classroom and talking and talking and talking. So we engage, we have open communication, we have open discussions. And then also the homework assignments provides them with prompts so that in their own time, they're going into their imagination, jotting down notes and answering questions to assist with the self-reflection.
Is what you're doing with the Stanford Public School something that another school can reach out to you to do with them? I mean, is that
absolutely? We welcome people to contact us directly. They can visit our website, journalofhope.org, or they can send us a message via social media because we're on the platform as well, or they can contact me directly.
Oh, great. So that it's, if there's a private school, I was wondering because I'm like, you know, this shouldn't just be to one, you know, school because it's such a great idea. So it's like, you know, if it's a private school, if it's, you know, homeschooling, if it's anything like that, I was even thinking, you know, youth church groups or something like that, you know, where kids are going there as well. And they're going there intentionally. So that might be a nice place to also find what you're doing, you know.
Future goal is to have different chapters in different cities. But to be able to achieve that, we need more volunteers. And Journal of Hope does have an ambassadors program that we want people to sign up because we provide an easy platform for them to volunteer. And if they're all about journaling or giving back or volunteer work, then that'll be a nice place for them to do that. And that information is also on our website.
That's great. I didn't even know that. That's fantastic. Good. So what if somebody's into vision boarding? Do you do that as well? Or do you focus only on the journaling?
No, like I said before, I love teaching. Well, I host my own vision board parties with my business Body Therapy by Day, but it is something that we will introduce with the journaling. And again, we love all kinds of ideas and we want to expand this where some of our summer sessions will be guest speakers, right? Whether they're teaching photography, whether we're teaching life skills, whether we have a vision board party and the kids are doing, or the adults, right? They're doing a vision board in their journal. So yes, that is part of, right, the community piece, the engagement piece, and bringing everybody together.
Well, can I ask you how you got started in all of this? Did you just decide one day, I'm going to make a business out of this?
This is what I didn't want to add anything to my plate. It was the volunteer aspect. I love giving back. I love working with kids. So a little insight on me, I always wanted to be a teacher, but my life choices and my life didn't provide me the opportunity to kind of fulfill that completely. But I think when you're destined to teach, opportunities present themselves.
Yeah.
And that became really clear in my volunteer work. And so, like I had stated earlier, I do a lot of volunteer work at Stanford Public Schools and after school programs. Mm-hmm. And I went to a middle school in Connecticut and I'm there teaching trade work, right? Because I'm a licensed massage therapist. And in the process of being in the classroom and interacting with the kids, I was like, something's missing. And self-regulation, right? Mm-hmm. That's where that piece came in. And I said, okay, they need help. I'm not big on complaining. I'm big on creating a solution. So what's the solution? So I thought back about my time as a preteen and a teen, what helped me, because I can relate with the kids that I was working with. It was a group of girls and I could relate to where they were at. And I was like, journaling. Yes, that's easy. I could get them. Okay, we could do this. And so that's where it stemmed from. And then, like I said, journal of hope or getting a journal at the time, it just evolved into something completely different, right? Mm-hmm. We have donors excited, donors self-reflecting. And then I had the opportunity during COVID to pause from my professional life because I couldn't provide services and find something else to do. And so it was honing in what Journal of Hope was going to look like, what we wanted to offer. And during COVID was when we made this officially a, you know, a nonprofit, but that wasn't the goal originally. I was very busy. I have a lot going on, but like I said, it took a life of its own. And my role is to align with that purpose, right? With what am I supposed to support and do? So yes, I had the vision, but I don't take full credit for it, for sure.
Yeah. But you know, what's powerful about what you just said is that you said that you, instead of complaining or looking at things like that, you find a solution. Mm-hmm. And I'm the same way. And so I appreciate that you took the problem, which was COVID, right? Which is COVID for a lot of people. And you mm-hmm. found a solution for what was in need, right? Yes. What was in need? Because one of the things I'm sure that you know is the increase of depression and anxiety and the increase in youth suicides, the increase in youth abuse, right? And even women, domestic violence abuse went up 63%. Like, this is a serious thing, right? So I think that you taking and saying, okay, just because this part of my life had to put on hold mm-hmm. doesn't mean that I can't create something to help mm-hmm. others. You know, that's really powerful. And that's something that, you know, I think more people need to align their thoughts like that so that they can move forward instead of being, you know, stuck or fearful or have anxiety or anger for that matter. Cause last year was, I don't even know what last year was, you know what I mean?
Like, got it.
Like last year was, yeah, let's leave last year.
No, but it served as a tool, you know. I'm a small business owner, and I'm a parent, and there's two ways of viewing this.
That's
with all respect to people that lost family members, with all respect with people who really had a hard time.
Yeah.
There's always two ways to view things. And you have to make the decision to go, I'm going to be grateful. I'm going to create healthy and happy habits to sustain me. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to check in. I'm going to pause and go, how are you doing today? And yes, we need more of that. And, mm-hmm. you know, yeah, COVID kind of highlighted it. But prior to COVID, we were right there too. You know, I know many 20-year-olds who are taking medication for stress.
Yeah.
People who are suffering from anxiety. Like you said, these rates for mental health within the youth, they've been going up for a few years now.
Oh, yeah, for
sure. So, yes, we need to provide more education, better vocabulary, and tools on how to flow with chaos.
That's good. Ooh, that's good. I like that. Flow with chaos. That's good.
Tweeting it.
Exactly. Hashtag flow with chaos. Because that's really, and it's what you said really rings true to me. I think that one of the things that has changed my life in the past, you know, few years is changing my attitude to gratitude. Mm-hmm. I think that's the first thing you said, and that like really struck with me, because I feel like I have 1,000 opportunities to complain. You know, mm-hmm. I think we all do. We have 1,000,000 opportunities that'll come to you every single day to complain.
Yes.
But once I changed that attitude and I started to being grateful, even for my vision, getting up in the morning, the fact that I'm breathing, you know, that kind of thing. Yeah. Like, because when somebody says to me, I don't have anything to be grateful for, well, you're talking though, you actually have words coming out of your mouth. Yeah. And you're using it with a brain that actually can articulate how you're expressing yourself. And they're like, oh, I'm like, yeah, probably have something to be grateful for, you know,
being a foundation. Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think that that changes your perception. Like you said, mm-hmm, you can always look at things two ways. Mm-hmm. Right. And I agree with you 100% that an attitude of gratitude is the way to start. Yeah. And even if it's just a little thing, just find a little, little thing. And then before you know it, you're like adding to the list. It's like,
yes,
10 things and then 20 things and then 30 things. And you're like, and then it really does become a discipline. You have to discipline yourself. You know,
it's a lifestyle. You, yeah, come out of the list, right? The mental list, and you just arise or become this moment of straight gratitude.
Yeah.
You don't need the list anymore. And it, but this is a habit that we need to create.
Yeah.
And gratitude first thing in the morning is a great, yeah, way to do it. And I'll say this, there's a lot that we want to do, mm-hmm, and we need to take it step by step and create tangible goals that we can obtain based on like our family dynamic, our careers, our time. Like, be realistic, and any little step, especially just with the gratitude one, is enough.
Yeah.
And then you just add on once you master it.
That's so good what you just said, because I think that a lot of us really do think about things way too big. Mm-hmm. And we either shut down because it's too big, right? Mm-hmm. Or we get frustrated because we're not there fast enough. Mm. And what you're saying is very key. Like, just take your time. You'll get there. Just, yeah, take your time.
Yeah.
And I guess that's, you know, to your project with the journaling too, is take your time, mm-hmm, journal, mm-hmm, you'll get there,
yeah,
you know? And that's really powerful. And I want to thank you very much for taking the time to be on my show. And I hope that I can have you back, because I'd really like to know more about the body therapy by day and what you do there and how that can help you mentally and physically and emotionally and spiritually. I'd like to know more about that. Would you do that? Would you come back on one day?
We'd love to share. We'll love to share. We'll make everybody whole again. Yes.
Yeah. Good. I love that. All right, Diana. So I want to thank you for being here. I want to just let everybody know how to get in contact with you. Yeah. So it is Diana Negron, and you can email her at bodytherapybyday, which is DAI.com. I'm sorry, at gmail.com. And her website is journalofhope.org. You can also find journalofhope.org on Instagram and on Facebook. So you can definitely contact her that way. Is there any other way you'd like people to contact you?
They can also see the website for bodytherapybyday.com.
Good. And I will let you guys know that I'm going to have her back on. I'm going to make sure she gets on here. And when she does, she will talk about that holistic lifestyle, because I'd like to know more about it too. I don't know too much about it. So I think it would be great to know more about that and to also have people connect with you in that way, you know, and see how they can come visit your shop or see how you work that out. But I'm looking forward to that. So thank you so much for being here. Thank you. And thank you guys so much for watching. This is Nina Perez at Straight Talk, No Sugar Added. Until next time. You have just listened to another great episode on Straight Talk, No Sugar Added. Don't forget to subscribe so you can get more amazing content. Also, visit our website and YouTube channel. Until next time, with more great episodes coming your way.
May is Mental Health Awareness Month, and Talkspace, the leading virtual therapy provider, is encouraging people to talk it out in therapy. By talking or texting with a supportive, licensed therapist at Talkspace, you'll gain insights, discover truths, and experience breakthroughs that will improve how you live and how you feel. With Talkspace, Just answer a few questions online and you'll be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, whenever you feel most at ease. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members only pay a $25 copay or less. No insurance? No problem. If you want to make progress toward a mentally healthier place, Talkspace is here for you. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.